Eric was laughing at me. We went to brunch a couple weeks ago, the show, as a show, before we started this year back. We were doing some prep work, and we all went to brunch. And I invited my buddy Clayton, and then he invited Bruce, who's a mutual friend. And I always have a great time hanging out with Bruce.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a, let me try to describe him. I tell people I based Patriot Pete off of him, which isn't actually true, but I tell him that. He's a little country boy, barbecuing, served in the military and stuff.
At least like the wardrobe.
Yeah.
I mean, if he was, if Clayton, or was it Clayton?
Well,
or
Clayton
Bruce,
was...
Or Bruce.
Bruce.
Yeah, if Bruce was, you know, 100 and... How much do you weigh? 107 pounds?
I can wish. Thank you. Thank
fat,
you.
Fat
thank
ass.
You.
I thought they both looked like just normal guys.
Yeah, I'm just talking about, like, personality.
Oh, I didn't
like, personality-wise, you could tell they're not from the big city, or you can tell Bruce not from the big city, you know? He's got a family out in the country.
Yeah, the city boys don't have families.
Right.
Yeah.
He's barbecuing every weekend, and he's super funny. And I always have a great time when I hang out with Bruce, but I only hang out with him maybe once a year.
His favorite show is Last Man Standing.
Right.
I thought it was The Ranch.
The Ranch, yeah. No, Bruce is great. I love Bruce.
No, he's hilarious.
I always tell him to, like, I just make fun of him, and that's why I say, I make him sound more country than what he really is.
Yeah.
So that's why I said I based Patriot Pete off.
What's that like?
What do you mean? I would never do that to anybody else. It's just a me and Bruce thing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Sure about that?
Yeah. Everything else is 100% spot on.
What?
So I'm sitting there, and I really do enjoy hanging out with this guy. And I wonder why, like, we literally live 2 minutes apart from each other, and I see him once a year. And so every time I see him, and after we hang out and I've realized how much fun I have with him, I'm like, why don't you invite me over?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have these cookouts all the time. Why don't you invite me over? I'll come over and we can hang out and do this all the time. We live 2 minutes apart from each other. And he looks at me and he goes, Michael, I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I turned to Eric. I said, actually, he's right. Because every time I say that, he will literally text me every time he's having a cookout for like 2 months straight. And I said, Bruce, I got to be honest with you. That's what I said at the brunch. I said, I will give you that. You do text me and you do ask me to come in.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'm a very busy guy, as you know, and usually I don't have time to just, you know, go to hang out with people at their house. But every single time that you've texted me, I am doing absolutely nothing. Nothing.
But at this point, I don't think you're even addressing to him. You're explaining to me as if he was not there. Because, yeah, he texts me. I look at it and I put it down. I don't, who wants to do that? Go to a barbecue? I don't have time for that. I don't want to leave my house.
Yeah.
I'm literally, he's looking at him like, what?
Yeah. I'm like, I literally am doing 100% nothing. I'm laying on the couch thinking, boy, I wish I could do something right now. I wish somebody would invite me to do something. Bing, there's Bruce on the phone. I'd pick up the phone, look at it. Nah. And I put it back down. Don't even respond to it.
He is admitting to this guy's face like that. He ignores his phone calls and his text messages as he's not even in the same, like, right next to him.
Yeah.
That's Bruce bold,
like,
dude.
Bruce
that
is like,
bold.
What?
Well, yeah.
I think Bruce gets it because after like 2 months, he'll stop texting me. And then it'll start again the next time we hang out because I'll be like, text me. I'll come out. I'll blah, blah, blah. But then just because you know what it is? He's so funny and he's so entertaining that I feel like I have to put that kind of energy out too.
Right.
And so it's like,
really?
When I'm there, like laying at the house, I don't have the energy to be like Mr. Entertainer. So when I get that text, I'm like, oh, that just seems exhausting. Cause now we're going to be joking around together and stuff. And that takes a lot out of me. You know, I just want to have a nice quiet dinner at that point, not entertain and, you know, do Patriot Pete bits and stuff like that. So
it kind of reminds me of the whole, like, if you had to hang out with Robin Williams.
Absolutely
like,
not.
Like, well,
if I was already out and I saw him, like, let's say I walked in the Vicarage, I was already ready to be out and entertain, and Robin's there.
No.
Yes.
You're not hearing what I'm saying. Like, if you had to hang, like, if you knew him as a colleague, and, like, sure, you get past the whole, like, you know, you've been knowing him for like 2-3 years, and it's like, oh, Robin wants to go out and have dinner. And you're like, this is going to be one of the most exhausting experiences of my life. And it's like, you got to get amped up for it. And you got to be like, oh, I got to, you know, I got to be on his level. And it's, you know.
Yeah, but I think like a one-on-one dinner, Robin would probably be more calm.
You sure?
I would think so,
man,
yes.
Man, because I think that guy was always on. I don't think he ever flipped it off.
Well, like Kevin Hart, when I've hung out with him, he's been on.
Like how many times?
All the one time that I hung out with him. he was on the entire time.
Did he actually look up to you?
He did look up to me. Have you never seen the picture?
No.
Of me towering over him?
No, I haven't.
I'm gloating. I'm gloating. I have a Red Bull in my hand. Like, yeah.
You're like, first time ever.
Yeah.
So why do you have to feel like you have to be on? Like,
yeah.
Because I feel like if I go out and I'm not funny or, you know, joking around and stuff, and I just want to chill, people are like, what's wrong? You know, they always come out like, are you sick? What's going on? And you know what I mean? And then I have to, then eventually I'll get into the mood and I'll ramp up and turn on, but it just takes a lot of energy.
Well, you don't owe people anything.
Yeah. I know. I don't feel like I do. I want to be, if I'm going to somebody's house, I want to contribute. That's my gift. I'm bringing my gift of humor.
Okay.
Some people bring wine. You don't. Some people bring it. I'm the court jester. And if I can't jest.
Dude, that's not, and nobody's owed that.
No, like, but I mean, feel like that's what I want to do.
Well, I mean, if you want to do it, that's fine. Go ahead and do it.
It's just a lot of energy.
Right. No, of course it is. Because, I mean, you're always sitting there just kind of, you know, thinking up quips here and there. But the weird part about it is, like, when you're thinking about quips and little funny comments, you're never going to follow through. The best part is when that stuff develops organically.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But even if it develops organically, I have to be at a certain energy point.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And so to get to that energy point... It's like, it's exhausting. If I'm not already there, so to get to there, I got to be at least a 6.
Is that why you're is that why you're getting the patch?
Yeah, I'm getting the patch to see if I can go to Bruce's house now. Honestly, I really feel like another reason, I'm not sure, I can't read his wife.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah.
I told him this too. Yeah, I was like, I don't know if your wife likes me or not. I don't know. Like, some people I can judge. I can read people pretty quick. That's my superpower. That and having $32 in my wallet to pay off guys bothering people in Jack in the Box lines. But I can read people very well. And when I see that, when there's somebody I can't really judge how, like, I don't know how far my line is. You know, I can't tell where my threshold is. Am I bothering this person? Am I being annoying? Like, I can't judge that. And his wife, you know, I don't want to make his wife upset. So if I'm going there and I'm being too much, I can't gauge because Bruce is going to follow me.
All right.
You know what I mean? So I can't judge the wife. Maybe the wife's like, I wish this guy would go home. We got to put the kids to bed. We got to do it. So it's a whole thing. And now I'm stressed out about that. You see what I'm saying? There's a whole lot of mental stuff going on in my mind.
I care way too much about what people think.
Totally agree.
About in their own house.
Yeah. That's fine.
I'm not talking about even then, if we go out to eat. When we go out to eat, we're in my world.
There's no reason for you to be on your best behavior when you go. I mean, I get it. Like,
but you're at somebody's home.
No, still be yourself, though. And if you can't be yourself, then...
No, I'm saying, but, you know,
I get what
when
you
do
mean.
I leave?
I know. No.
I get what you mean.
You know why? Because I expect the same people to do that in my house. Like, I don't want people to come over. I've had people come over, and they didn't know when to leave. They didn't know
what
to
do. Are you talking about me when I went that one time?
No, you were fine.
Oh, okay.
I was happy to have you and Kirby there so I could talk. I lost my voice within 5 minutes because I hadn't talked so long. No, but there's some people that come over to the house, and they just don't know when to leave. And I never want to be that guy.
I know.
Because I don't want to put myself... So that's why I think about that, because I don't want to, you know... Especially when they got kids.
Well, you know, there's a simple thing to avoid that.
Not going over.
No.
What?
Well, not as simple.
Oh.
No, just tell them straight up and be like, hey, whenever you feel like I need to go, just tell me, and I can go.
Yeah, but people don't do that.
Do that, though.
No, yeah, they'll be like, oh, sure, we'll tell you.
Yeah.
And then they never do it. And then they're like, then I won't get a text to come back for another 3 months.
Well, I mean, not... I don't know. I just I kind of feel like you're building something up inside your head.
Absolutely.
That when it comes to hanging out with friends, you're putting like either way too much pressure on yourself
at their home
to be number one entertaining.
Yeah.
Number two, like when the where the threshold is to where I've become a bad friend because I hung out too long with someone that I hadn't seen before in a long time.
Right.
I don't know. I feel like with real friends, like, you should never have to feel that way.
Yeah.
Well, I just don't want to bother anybody. So, like, because I don't want to be bothered.
Well.
And I've had a lot of bad friends.
Once again.
So, you know what I mean?
Once again, nobody owes you anything, and you don't owe anybody else anything other than, you know, just
a lot of people that owe me a lot of money.
Well, we're not talking about that.
Oh, okay.
What I'm trying to say is that the feelings that you want to evoke from someone, they don't owe you that.
Yeah, yeah,
and
I know.
You don't
that.
Owe them anything. Other
no.
than other than be like, hey, if you feel like I'm taking too much of your time, I'll go.
Yeah, yeah.
And it doesn't have to be awkward. You just be like, hey, I realize like we get very little time and we're all very busy.
Well, they're not very busy. I am. I'm very busy.
Well, then just say that.
You know.
Then actually put the onus on you.
Yeah, but then here's what happens, and I get to have a good time and I don't want to leave.
Yeah. And that's been Social Hacks with Clark.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just kind of feel like you're overthinking.
Oh, for sure. But
I think you don't want to go. That's what it is.
Yeah, I really don't want to.
I think that's really what it is.
I'm just trying to be a good person. And Eric's like, no, you just don't want to go. You're right.
Yeah. So then you do yourself a favor.
Now, if it's a restaurant, though, if we were going to a restaurant, perfect.
I have no problem. I think because you know if you go to a restaurant, there's a time limit.
Not even really a time limit. You just always, it's a public place and you can leave out your own recall.
Yeah, right. But Michael has more control.
Oh my gosh.
Michael has more control of it. Like, oh, are you ready to go? Okay, let's go. And we can leave. And if you enjoy yourself, you can say, let's go over here and meet up and hang out some more. Or he can just I got things to do.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to the studio or go back home.
Like when we went to the Old Crow that one time.
Yeah. We stayed, it was me and Clark.
Oh.
We went to a place, everything closes in Dallas at like 12.
Oh, yeah.
And the only place we'd go to after that, because I wasn't ready to go home, we were having a conversation. And I said, we had to go all the way across town to this one place that was the only place on the street that was open till like 2. And we stayed there. But you know what I mean? Eric's right. You can leave. And if you're enjoying the time and you can feel everyone's having a good time, then you can go somewhere else. Like you're more in control of the circumstance. Yeah. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I've seen Michael like amped up. Like, because I'm not ready to go home yet. Let's go do something else.
Let's go to Denny's.
Let's go rob a liquor store.
Go hit some licks.
Let's go to the strip club.
Yeah. What? That one time we were driving.
Yeah. And you turned your head all the way around. Away. And we're on the highway away from the road.
But, that may be what it is. Maybe it's just me trying to pretend like I'm a good guy, but I'm not a good guy because I don't really want to hang out with people. That makes sense. I'll accept that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll accept that.
Live that.
Yeah, I did. I mean, I did my good deed for the week. I saved all those people in line. I don't have to go to somebody's house.
Because it sounds exhausting, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I just show up places. I'm low energy as possible.
Yeah.
And that's the standard that people expect.
Right. But now I set a standard too high.
Mm-hmm. That's what it feels like.
That's what I did. I set my standard too high. I shot myself in the foot.